Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Powerhouse Hobbs of AEW set to join us on the show coming up in about 15 minutes or so. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday. Rob, the text line has brought to my attention a segment that we did last week. So I asked you how many good teams there are in the National Football League. You didn't put a lot of teams into the circle. In fact, you only put one team from the AFC in this conversation, and that team was the Buffalo Bills. Now, to your credit, you put a lot of teams in the I don't know category. Well, I'm looking at it right now. There's a lot of teams in the I don't know category, and I'm not really sure if I can put Buffalo in the good category. Really quickly, let's go through the wins so far for the Buffalo Bills. Now, I know I'm going to contradict myself a little bit because I said it's not fair to play the schedule game. Maybe we can play the schedule game with the Buffalo Bills. Now, I'm still going to give them credit for the Baltimore win. It was the first win of the season. Everybody was healthy and available, and that was a good game. Baltimore had a lead heading into the fourth quarter, and Buffalo won that game. Now, I know how the season has turned for the Baltimore Ravens, but week one, that was a good win. We can have enough hindsight to at least give Buffalo credit for that. Since then, the Jets, Dolphins, Saints. I mean, that's it. And then when you've played two teams that have a pulse, you lost both of those games. New England has a pulse. Now, I'm not sure if New England's good, but I do know New England has a pulse. They lost that game. They then went on the road and played the Atlanta Falcons. Now, another team. I'm not sure how good Atlanta is, but another team with a pulse. They lost that game. They go on the road and play Carolina next week. You can laugh if you want to about Carolina, but Carolina, especially at home, have shown that they have a pulse and that they can be a good team, and then they play Kansas City coming up. So the Bills only have one more game between now and the game against the Chiefs. They have a bye week coming up, and then they play Carolina on the road, which, again, Carolina has shown that they are no pushover. They are no cupcake at home. Where are you at now with Buffalo? Do you not have any team right now in your good category in the AFC? Is everybody right now in the I don't know category? I had seven teams in my good category. You only had one team. We saw them lose again on Monday Night Football. Where are you at right now in the AFC?
The Buffalo Bills have fallen into the I don't know category. And these things are ever changing. Like, I don't want to, in 3 weeks, people
it's
like,
fluid. Yeah, of course. It's fluid.
You know how the text line is in 3 weeks. Oh, you had the Chiefs in the I don't know category. Well, yeah, they were 2-3 at the time. I didn't know.
That's on your side.
So Buffalo has fallen into the I don't know category. Cause you're right. You are contradicting yourself. I'm happy you see it. I don't have to bring it up. The schedule game is not favorable to Buffalo. It just isn't. And now they're starting to play some better teams and they are starting to take on a little more water. Their defense is problematic, but having said all those things, I still think they're a playoff team, but I don't know they're Super Bowl good. And I don't know right now, as we currently sit, heading into week 7 of the NFL season, that anyone is undoubtedly Super Bowl good. I think you can make the case that, as you said perfectly, not all 32 teams, but like 22 teams in the NFL are in the I don't know, and the other 10 are in the they're trash category. Like, I don't need to see any more football this year from the Titans. I know. It's over. Saints, I'm sorry. Your season is over. Welcome to the Nussmeier campaign. Like, the Raiders, congratulations. You're terrible. Like, I know what those teams are. I think everyone else is an I don't know, because even the Chiefs, and maybe this is hating by me, outside of the Lions win, and that was against a banged-up Lions team, we played a scheduled game with them. You beat the Giants and Ravens. Like, I think you're good. I think you're one of the better teams in the NFL, but it's at week six. I don't know. The Bills fall into that same category.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's just kind of the state of where we are right now in the National Football League. It just feels like right now parity certainly reigns supreme, that there's a lot of very good and very competitive teams. And we obviously have a lot of time to try to figure out. I think you'll see teams really try to separate themselves at the trade deadline. We still got a couple of weeks till we get there. That's November 4th. The league agreed to push it back to give teams more times. But I don't know how active the market is going to be, at least from a seller perspective, because there's not a lot of teams that I think are going to be eliminated at that point. I don't know if there's going to be a team that kind of separates. It feels like, to use a video game analogy, it's going to be that rubber band effect to keep the game close, to give you a chance. That's kind of what it feels like right now in the NFL. Maybe this is going to be considered a hot take, but it is something that I feel very strongly about. If Buffalo doesn't win the Super Bowl this year, we got to start having a very serious conversation about their window closing.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everything is right in front of Buffalo to be the one seed this year in the AFC and finally get over the hump and beat Kansas City and or Baltimore and go to a championship. The Ravens are down. The Bengals are down. Who's the biggest contender outside of Kansas City, would you say, to Buffalo is this season? Indianapolis? Jacksonville? Pittsburgh? If Buffalo doesn't win the championship this season, and you look back at the schedule that they will have had squandered, where you played the Jets twice, the Dolphins twice, Houston, Carolina, Cincinnati, Cleveland, when the schedule gods gave you the most layup-y thing we're talking about, when they gave you an AFC that feels like it is diminished, especially when you hold it up against the light against the NFC. The NFC is a much stronger top-to-bottom conference than the AFC is. Now, we'll see how strong Kansas City can get. We'll see if Buffalo can kind of find their way again. There's a lot of things that obviously still have to happen as the season is progressing. But if Buffalo doesn't capitalize and they don't win this championship this season, they will have potentially squandered yet another major chance. And we got to start having some conversations about, do the pieces there work the way that they need to get you over the hump? I still think Buffalo is a good team. Them losing on Monday Night Football on the road does not sway me from them being a good team. But everything was lined up this season for you to have a special year. The AFC feels like it's a little bit weaker. The strength isn't at the top. There's more injuries at quarterback this year in the AFC, so there's fewer great quarterbacks. The schedule was built in your favor. Kansas City got off to a slow start. Like, Buffalo should be three games up on Kansas City in theory, at least two with the home game coming up against them, so you could really potentially bury them. You've left the door open for the Chiefs. Think about everything the Chiefs had to deal with in the first 6 weeks of the season. Their left tackle just didn't show up for a game, and we don't really have an answer on why he wasn't there. Their number one wide receiver was gone. They haven't been able to run the football consistently. At least they couldn't for the first 3-4 weeks of the season. Like, it wasn't like things were perfect in Kansas City, but as what has been a theme for Buffalo over the last 3-4 years, they can just never take advantage of the state of the AFC. I'm telling you, if they squander this thing and they got to go on the road to Kansas City, or they got to go on the road to Indianapolis, or on the road to Pittsburgh in the playoffs, they will have nobody to blame but themselves. There is no reason for Buffalo not to close this thing out, not to finish this thing out, and not to be considered the best team in the AFC. It was right there for them to accomplish. We got Powerhouse Hobbs of AEW joining the show in about 5 minutes or so.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.